This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're invited to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get on the show by calling us online in two ways. There's Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, or you can join the Discord on-air call-in line room on our Discord chat, where you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts before, during, and after the show. All of it's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And again, the on-air call-in line room is the first room on the left-hand side. You'll see the list of rooms once you get in there. Just jump on in there. Make sure your mic's working, and we will be able to put you on the radio. Discord.lrn.fm. Apparently the Discorders tonight, Vincent, one of them says they're going to start a Vincent fan club.
Oh.
So you've already got a fan club apparently in the works, or at least with at least one member. So
that's good. You know, one is a start. My start ego, somewhere. Man, my ego.
We're going to your phone calls, your thoughts here. Ralph is on the line in Maine. He's calling from Old Town. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just heard about your show a while back. We have over in Maine, WERU Radio, they have a soapbox 1 hour every month where they take call-ins.
Hard to believe, one hour
a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and anyway, so I wanted to call because there's something I'm really bothers me, and it's concerning a company in New Jersey called Genie Oil. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not. No, thankfully, I don't live in New Jersey, and I never have.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of refineries in New Jersey,
is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's oil-related. Okay.
Yep.
So here's what happened back in 2013 when the Syrian thing erupted. Netanyahu gave Genie Oil an exclusive right to drill for oil in the Golan Heights. Now, Golan Heights is part of Syria, right? It's occupied and run by Israel, but it's occupied territory. So anyway, they struck oil. They struck such a big reserve that some of the experts are saying that it dwarfs the Saudis, what the Saudis have. Okay, so like...
And when was it that they struck the oil? When did this happen?
In 2013. So
okay,
it's been going on since then.
All
and
right.
The strategic, they call them the strategic directors of the board of directors of Genie Oil. Listen to this. This is amazing. We have Richard or Dick Cheney, okay? We have Mary Landrieu, who was a United States senator from Louisiana.
You're saying these are the boards, these people are on the board of directors of this oil company?
Strategic board of Genie Oil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Strategic board of directors of Genie Oil. Not just board of directors, strategic. Okay.
Got it.
Strategy. Yeah, that's kind of significant here in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Landrieu, anyway, she was on the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, and as the chairman, she sponsored and passed the U.S.-Israeli Energy Cooperation Bill. So she's on this board. Rupert Murdoch, oh, my God, but what does he own? Fox News. And all that's involved, Dow Jones and Company, Wall Street Journal, New York Post.
So a lot of big names on the board. All right, so now what?
Bill Richardson, Jacob
Bill
Rothschild.
Richardson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, these are all war hawks.
God, the banker that
well, of course, it benefits
Larry
their
Summers.
Company.
And then you have James Woolsey, the former head of the CIA, a big neocon. Okay, well, the significant thing is here that Rupert Murdoch has his fellow board member, James Woolsey, on his television stations, Fox News stations, saying that we ought to blow up Syria, displace the elected president there. But never acknowledges that they have a financial interest in it.
Yeah, sure. Conflict of interest.
Well,
I mean, ultimately, I don't know if they have an obligation to acknowledge that. I mean, your point's interesting, and it's not a surprise at all that these, you know, politically connected people are using the violence of the state to enrich themselves at the hands of a bloodbath, essentially, so they can make more money.
There's a great libertarian joke that's gone around for a long period of time that politicians should look like NASCAR drivers by wearing the logos of the companies that they're sponsoring
donors.
Their donors, and wear those logos like NASCAR drivers with the patches on their jackets and the stickers on their cars.
It's a nice fantasy, but they'll never pass a law that would make them do that. You know, they don't enforce their rules on themselves, even if they do have rules.
Wonderfully, though, maybe in the future somebody can write that into an augmented reality app.
Oh, so it'll superimpose
facial
it.
Recognition, it'll superimpose it upon the politician.
That could happen. Ralph, definitely appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Anything else you want to share about it?
Can I mention one other thing that's significant in my mind about this? Do you know how Israel got the Golan Heights?
Through violence?
You know about Operation Cyanide. Operation Cyanide was where Israel attacks a U.S. ship, which actually happened, the USS Liberty, and murders and wounds over 200 of U.S. citizens and tries to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. Do you know how close we came? The planes with the nuclear bombs were already in the air, and 3 minutes before they were to arrive in Cairo to drop the nuclear bombs, they were called back because after the ship was napalmed, missiled, torpedoed, machine gunned. The Israelis even machine gunned the lifeboats, for Christ's sakes. And do you know that's the most decorated ship? Everybody got decorations, of course, anybody that survived and all the dead. But they hushed it up. And you know who covered it up? Admiral McCain. Admiral McCain.
Is that John McCain?
His son was a prisoner of war, spilling the beans, doing like Tokyo Rose.
Oh, John McCain.
Father of John McCain.
Giving his radio to the soldiers and giving them our direct flights. He cost American lives, and in order to save his son, he covered up the USS Liberty massacre where Israel attacked America and stole the Golan Heights. And you know what else they did? They had so many prisoners in Egypt in the Sinai that they tied them up, had them dig their own graves, and then killed them, just point blank.
Well, Ralph, thanks for... Thanks for that, Downer. I appreciate that.
Great passion, man.
No, I do appreciate
exposing our greatest ally.
Yeah, I definitely do appreciate the information and the history there, Ralph. And thank you for the call tonight.
Well, what I found interesting about Ralph's call is actually we get a lot of calls like that, I feel like, from people who are just conspiracy nuts. Mm. And Ralph's information is...
It was spot on. You were checking.
Spot on.
You were checking him.
Yeah, spot on. And that is rare to find somebody who's got, you know, like some information where it's like, here's this theory of something that's going on. I mean, it's not hard to find malfeasance in government, obviously.
Yeah, I play
at all levels.
This level of where there's clearly kind of this cabal of ridiculously high names, you know, really well-known people. There's no secrets here. This is right out in the open.
Yeah.
Super interesting.
It's a conspiracy, but it ain't no theory.
Right.
Exactly. Conspiracy fact, I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a conspiracy, all it is just two or more individuals doing something in secret.
Usually for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, usually for nefarious. Yeah, you could have a conspiracy to set up a birthday party.
Well,
it's not often that we hear about conspiracies that are so obviously not theories. Like, there's no theory here. This is like, here's the evidence, and the evidence is irrefutably obvious.
Well, right, and to some extent, there is a rabbit hole here, though, right? Where you can just keep going and, you know, learn about all the other connections these people have. And that's why there's, you know, those charts that show all the media organizations and how many of them you can trace back to six different owners and all the connections those people have to the government and the Bilderberg Group and, you know, the Illuminati. And, you know, then you start going down into, you know, a very deep rabbit hole that, guess what? The rich and the powerful do hang around together. They do go golfing together, and they do plot to control people and property together. because they have the control. They have the men with the guns, and they're not afraid to use them. And they know that whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans who are in control of that machinery of violence at one time, it's ultimately going to benefit either side because more power is going to be aggregated to it, no matter who's in charge at the moment. More coming up here. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join us on the Discord on-air call-in line chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. T-shirts, $6 online, cool designs. In fact, probably more than you even have time to look through. It's a gigantic selection over at $6shirts.com. They've got a great selection of witty and clever shirts, also lots of cool pop culture, movie reference shirts as well. It'll make you a very exciting person in your social group. Maybe. That's not a guarantee. For as low as $6, the shirts are sold by somebody that's like you, a listener of Free Talk Live, who is also now a sponsor of the show. Again, this is the second time that we've had $6 shirts on board with us here, and it's great to be able to have cool shirts to offer, and it's a freedom-friendly business. So go to $6shirts.com and use code FTL. You'll get 10% off the already incredibly low prices over at $6shirts.com. Again, that's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones here. Ian Johnson and Vincent in the studio tonight. Socrates is on the line calling us from New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Socrates.
Your last caller, you guys had a great comment about if you want to be able to discern legitimate information from kind of garbage, you got to be able to do your own research. And one of the greatest venues that we've had in the past decade to do that was to go on YouTube. Fortunately, there's been an ongoing purge in the last year or so that's really been taking us to high gear. One of the best people that would be able to discern the background of Israel and the government politics around the Zionist regime would be Rye Dawson, one of the earliest Ron Paul supporters. He lost over 1,800 videos.
Whoa.
And it happened under 3 minutes. He lost access to his Google account. The problem is YouTube doesn't give the creators any recourse to get their content back. Another one that...
So what was the claim? Did he even know what the claim was against his videos?
Yeah, you're going to believe this. For every single channel that's been suspended for their political content is all for the same reason. The citation is always based on harassment. For now, you'll see a great Tim Pool video where he corrects the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they gave him a channel strike where they said he was harassing the organization.
Wow.
So they will flag you for the most absurd reasons.
To say that posting a video is harassment with what? Opinions about politicians? Statements about politicians?
Blackstone Intelligence, this guy Jake Morfonios, he's actually a financial investigator. He did a background of what a false flag attack is.
Mm-hmm.
The video of that actually explained what a false flag attack is, and he gave examples of the Vietnam War in the video, was also taken down and used as a citation for harassment when they deleted his channel.
So this is going much further than what was announced recently. I think we covered it on the air here on Free Talk Live, where YouTube has said publicly, the AP was, I think, reporting on this, that YouTube is going to be targeting conspiracy videos, but they're not going to take them down. They're going to put language in the links or whatever about here's a link to Wikipedia to try to rebut the video, which seems pretty ridiculous that they're on this wild goose chase to try to, you know, track down all the conspiracy videos.
But also, they didn't even ask Wikipedia whether or not that would be okay for them to do this.
Well, I mean, it's just linking to a website. You normally don't have to ask permission.
It's a pretty huge amount of traffic.
I see what you're saying.
And Wikipedia could just say, yeah, we're going to block all traffic coming from YouTube.
They could. But it sounds like what you're saying is they're actually stopping channels entirely. Some of them?
And that's what's so frightening about this.
Yeah.
They're deleting decades, hundreds of thousands of hours worth of content, and people aren't even talking about it. It's been going on since the very, very word demonetization was used as a distraction from the fact that they already began deleting the most at that time, what you would consider to be the outrageous conspiracy theories, because no one would really care if people that were saying no planes were getting banned, people would hardly notice. I don't support it, right? But as soon as it felt like they started ramping it up, and they're after the Vegas shooting, you'll remember that YouTube announced an apology and a change to their algorithm where they're only going to have what they called legitimate news sources to be at all the top search results.
Oh,
I ask you, go to YouTube and click on news and politics as a section. You will see there will not be one YouTube channel on that page. There will be CNN, and I mean the first 100 results. CNN, jeez. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and 100 results.
Disgusting. And it's not just for events, too. You know, I typed in Alex Jones to find his channel, and then first thing was the hit piece from Megyn Kelly's, tons of videos from all these, you know, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and I had to scroll through down like 3 pages until I found his actual channel.
I wonder if hopping on this dying sort of market is going to bring them more money in the long run. You know, when they eventually,
when you say hopping on a dying market, you mean promoting CNN and Fox?
Well, they're promoting these dying brands that they helped. I mean, YouTube originally helped kill these dying brands. But the question is, you know, have they hopped on promoting these awful brands in time to, you know, save them and make a whole bunch of money from them? Or are they going to go down with the ship that they helped?
Right, they're tying themselves to the anchor of these dying brands.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to go down with the ship that we helped, you know,
to sink.
You guys have to get credit to the fact that Google, Twitter, and Facebook in the past 6 years have consolidated the decentralization of forms onto the internet into three places. You can post videos on YouTube, you can post things on Facebook, and for some reason people migrated onto this Twitter platform for almost all conversation. Like the forums that were once gigantic and active, and places that were known for free speech. I can give you one that I'll put out there, Totsy, which had 500,000 members that was devoted to free speech. These things have just disappeared. And now that all these platforms have basically centralized the source of information, they can now have the control of disseminating who is able to access this information. And now, what a surprise! They're bringing back the platforms that we formerly thought were killed by YouTube, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah,
the mainstream outlets are now being promoted by the very platform that we thought was going to replace it.
What a shame. Well, the great point. I mean, really, what else can you add to that? Great call. Thank you, Socrates. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Very disturbing. And I think he's right on. I mean, back, I remember when before YouTube, there was Google Video. Remember that?
Right.
You could upload to Google Video, and then they bought YouTube, and they rolled Google Video into YouTube.
I had one video on Google Video that I eventually did move to YouTube, but it was one of the, I think it was the 2004 libertarian presidential debate with
Michael Badnarik.
Yeah, Michael Badnarik, and Harry Brown was like mediating it or something. You know,
okay.
Like, yeah, that was really interesting back when there was some big group, like, you know, funded and filmed this whole thing and then did this whole mediated debate. It was really
back when it was like open season and you could upload pretty much whatever it is you wanted to, and that's changed a lot now, as Socrates, I think, brilliantly pointed out. But remember, you do have other options in the marketplace. While YouTube is the dominant video provider, they aren't the only player out there, and there are some other alternatives. Let's talk about those coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, you pronounce this free like...
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here by dialing toll-free. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is LRN.FM. Here tonight in the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
Also, don't forget to check out Liberty.menu. We were talking earlier about libertarian businesses. How do you find them? You go to Liberty.menu. Now, it's a relatively new site, started last summer, and so it hasn't even gone through its full first year. But we wanted to team up with them here at Free Talk Live to introduce you to Liberty.menu and tell you about it, because it is a great resource. And people have been asking for this resource for a long time. They've come to us and said, hey, do you guys know of any great, you know, libertarian business directories? How can I find out if a business I want to do business with is freedom friendly? Well, you can do that now by going to liberty.menu. But if you've got a business and you want libertarians to know about it, you need to add it to liberty.menu. It's free to do this. So whether it is a physical mom-and-pop business location in a place, whether it's a digital media creator that you're a creator, for instance, whether you've got an event that you want to promote, you can put listings for all of those things up over at liberty.menu. And it's free to do it. So really, there's no reason not to do this, to get yourself listed up there at liberty.menu. And it is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can rate. You can review. There's also a bit of a social media aspect to it. So head on over there and check it out. It's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL when you're getting your account together over there, and you get a special badge as a Free Talk Live listener at liberty.menu. We were talking about with Socrates there, who called in about some disturbing news about YouTube, just wholesale taking down entire YouTube channels for so-called harassment, where the creator of the channel might have opinions that somebody doesn't like about, say, some influential politicians. And I'm grateful that this has never happened to the Free Keen YouTube channel, which has been around for about a decade and has like 900 videos on it. But there have,
glad that you said that.
But there have been a couple of times when videos have been targeted for takedown, and they have been taken down by YouTube. So, for instance, one of them that comes to mind was the old high school outreach videos where Derek J. Freeman and I were, and Renee, were out at the one of the local high schools in New Hampshire, and I think it was actually a middle school, high school combo, but either way, we were there and doing outreach and, you know, sharing propaganda with the students, and we made videos of it because the principal tried to come and confront us on a couple of occasions and tried to kick us off the campus, called the police on us, got us issued no trespass orders. And so we captured all this on video and, of course, put that online. And somebody complained about it. Now, it could have been the school bureaucrats complaining. It could have been the parents of the kids complaining. And my son's on this YouTube channel. Well, we didn't capture your kids for the purpose of making money off of them. It wasn't some sort of, you know, unlicensed use of an individual's visage without their permission. And you know a lot about this, Vincent.
Oh, absolutely.
You're putting together a production. You have to go around and get people to sign statements, right?
Yeah, because mine is commercial. I do, like, if you were in public, they wouldn't have any excuse.
We were in public.
Well, yeah. Were you in the school or were you
on public parking lot of the school?
I think it could be. I guess it could have been either way. Probably YouTube just ruled in there. Did you ever appeal it?
It was one of those things where I didn't even know about the takedown even happening. It happened on a channel that I don't get the emails for.
Because they shoot first and ask, or they get rid of videos. Yeah, they take it down. Yeah, figuratively, they shoot first and ask questions later, right? You have to go through the process, right? It's the burden is on you, on the content creator, to prove. So, like, anyone could go to any channel and put a bunch of fake copyright strikes, and the video could be taken down. Yeah, and it takes time, and it's absolutely unfair towards content creators.
YouTube is it's definitely a disappointment, as Socrates was pointing out, that it at least appeared in the past to be a bastion of free speech, and of course, as they got ginormous.
Well, then Google bought it out.
Yeah.
So it's like what they say, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
So, luckily, there are other options in the market. I know that, Johnson, you guys are putting together a show behind the scenes. We haven't yet promoted that because the first episode hasn't aired yet, but you and Chris Wade are working on a project. And I know that he's like, yeah, I don't want to rely on any of these providers. He's gone out and he's making contracts with, like, content delivery networks or something. I know he's looking into this at the very least.
I don't know anything about that.
To try to secure streaming, because you guys are going to be streaming the show in addition to archiving it. It's going to be a video show, for those that weren't clear on that. And so the idea was, yeah, well, let's put our content on YouTube because that's where an audience is, but let's also have our content available through our own custom video streaming service. And I said, well, you know, what does that cost? Because if you go through the online streaming providers like Livestream, Ustream, these are two of the biggies, if you want to get rid of advertisements on your channel, you usually have to pay a few hundred dollars a month, if not several hundred dollars a month. And it's been a while since I've looked at the pricing, but it wasn't cheap. It didn't strike me as like, the average person can handle this. I mean, no, it was expensive. And then even once you cross that threshold of saying, all right, I'm willing to pay you, Livestream, $300 a month to have no ads, well, then it's only like no ads for 50 viewers. And then if you go above that number, then those other viewers get ads or whatever. And so it's like, you've got to pay through the nose.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah. So that's why when he told me it was only like a cent per hour or something to stream the video, because he'd done run some numbers, I was actually really surprised at how affordable it was.
I've been kind of following along a little bit with somebody who's been a guest on this program multiple times, Taran Lupo.
Yeah, he's on Twitch now.
Yeah, he's been he's doing his own thing, and he's been on YouTube for a long time, and YouTube has been messing
Lupo
with
TV.
Him. You know, he's been messing with his channel and making it
demonetized
and all sorts of problems with that.
And he's super family friendly, by the way.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very, very. Yeah. And, he's also had the same problem with Facebook. He got off Facebook a long time ago. He's,
good for him.
One up to you in that department, and that he's, you know,
he beat me to the punch on that.
A very, very long time ago. And he's also completely off. I mean, he removed his account and everything.
Good for him.
So, yeah. And that has, you know, happened a while ago. and he is refuses to rely on this. So he's, you know, put up a video where he listed several alternatives
to YouTube.
Yeah. So he talks about, you know, obviously he's trying to get funding through Patreon is one example. That's a, you know, where you can donate to a creator.
That's correct.
You know, where, you know, that way, if you're not getting ad revenue from YouTube or from one of those things, you're still going to need some way of making money.
If
right?
this is how you want to do right. your thing, this right. is your living, this is what you've become a content creator on the internet, and you put all your eggs in the YouTube basket, well, then they pulled those eggs out right. and demonetized a bunch of people's videos, and that's why you saw this massive migration to Patreon.
So he's mentioned a couple of different social networks that are alternative to Facebook, like Minds.com and MeWe.com.
Isn't that the Chinese one?
I believe so, yeah, possibly. Okay. I don't really know much about a lot of these sites. He mentions Steemit, of course.
Yeah. I like Steemit.
He mentions
Steemit, you can actually get paid to create content.
Right.
Directly through through a blockchain by simply having people go and vote it up.
But it's not really social media, as you say. It's just content sharing.
Right. And so he mentions a couple of DTube and DLive.
DTube is Steam's as a Steam product.
Right.
And this is one I wanted to actually bring up because in the world of video serving, we're used to centralized video servers. Like YouTube, you know, has servers in racks somewhere that, you know, are serving all their videos up. I'm sure they have a lot of them. big time server power. And so what we have as an alternative to that now, besides other centralized service providers like Vimeo or Dailymotion or LiveLeak, these are other competitors to YouTube, to some extent or another, you now have these decentralized video servers like DTube, which is actually people uploading videos to the Steemit blockchain, as I understand it. Now, you'd think that that would make that blockchain real big, real fast. So I'm not sure what the, you know, the size of the Steemit blockchain is right now with this DTube thing happening. But I know with DTube, you can't do HD.
That's probably why. They're trying to keep it down.
Yeah,
well,
keep the size down.
Aside from one other one, BitChute, there's two more that I saved the best for last.
All right, we'll continue
here. I've tried BitChute, actually.
Is that decentralized as well?
It's complicated.
Okay. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts.
The ones I have are decentralized.
All right, 855, 450, free like freedom. And is decentralization the way to go with big media like this? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.americanfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Thank you. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, the Discord on-air call-in line chat room is available there. That gets you on the air with us as well. Just join that through discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
We're talking about alternatives to the massive, mega-centralized corporate media choices in the internet world, specifically YouTube, the big juggernaut in the world of video sharing. What are some of the alternatives? Because some people have been taken down entirely with not only their videos but their entire channels based on some level of controversy. There were also, of course, people being targeted for what they call demonetization, where people who have videos that YouTube determines are not family friendly or whatever, or political or whatever their determinations are, they just pull the monetization or give you partial monetization.
And sometimes what they did is, I had a video that it was a clip of Cantwell from his earlier show. You know, he didn't say anything, you know, he was mean in it, but didn't say anything racist or hate speech. Mm-hmm. And what they did was, if you have to have it's hard to find by itself, right, by searching it. So you'd already have to have a link. And then when you go on the page, it says, oh, this has been flagged by our community as being against the guidelines. Are you sure you want to go? So it's not in suggestions. So
they pulled it out of the algorithm. The video still exists, but they've effectively made it hard to find.
Yes, from what I understand. So it put it into sort of like a cyber ghetto.
Yep. Those are all things that they're doing. And then, as Socrates pointed out, apparently now they've got special agreements with Fox News, CNN, and the major news providers to basically load up the news category on YouTube with all of their content and essentially box out anybody else who might be an independent and prevent them from being featured in any way, shape, or form. So really just a tragic story of a fall from grace for Google, and not an uncommon story. People probably shouldn't be surprised. But if you are only on one platform, then it's time to start looking at options. It's time to consider what else you have out there. And I got to say, I'm considering this as well right now. I spent some time a few weeks ago downloading every single video from the Freekeen YouTube channel, simply because, well, the FBI got my backup copies that I had before, so I needed a new copy. But, and I'm, you know, wondering where do I, what do I do with all this stuff? I mean, I've got 100 gigabytes of video footage, and that's the YouTube compressed version. It was many more gigabytes when I originally uploaded it to YouTube, because when you take a video and you upload it to YouTube, they recompress it and make the file size smaller. So it's the YouTube file sizes that I have. I've got hundreds of videos to upload. Mm-hmm. And so I was experimenting with DTube. You were going through a list, Johnson, mm-hmm. of some suggestions. DTube is a decentralized video host, and it does work. I mean, at the very least, I've played back somebody's videos on DTube, and it's worked. But it's not HD, so you don't get the same level of quality as you do, you know, if you care about that kind of thing. Maybe most people don't. But from YouTube, you can get HD on YouTube. You can't get that on DTube because it's basically file sharing. It's a decentralized blockchain-based video service on the Steemit or the Steam blockchain.
At least for now, you can't get HD.
Right, maybe in the future that will happen.
Right.
And it seems to be kind of experimental. It's, you know, there's some people who say that it's been very slow and unresponsive at times. So I don't know what the reliability of DTube is, and I can't speak to it. I can tell you that I've tried to upload Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which I could not successfully do. I even tried re-encoding it at standard definition and at below 1 gigabyte, because I'd read somewhere that you can't do more than a gigabyte, even at like 900 megabytes or whatever.
Have you tried putting in like 144p?
900,000 megabytes. Have I, what now?
Well, yeah, at least with YouTube, it could play the lowest is 144p. Have you tried that?
No, I wouldn't even, that would be insultingly, I don't want anyone to watch a movie
well,
that
I've beggars
created.
Can't be choosers, Ian.
Well, then, yes, I'm not a beggar, but I can be a chooser because there are other options in the okay. in the marketplace.
So, I want to talk about LBRY.io. So
that's
library.
Another option, yeah.
So this is a blockchain-based technology.
Some of them are based in New Hampshire, the library coders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea behind Blockchain Library is that it's a free, open, community-run digital marketplace. You own your data. You control the network. Indeed, you are the network. Hollywood films, college lessons, amazing streamers, and more on this first media network ruled by you. So it's outside of the control of government and copyright and all yeah. that, because it's completely decentralized.
Is it out of beta? Is it still in beta?
I'm not sure.
See, and I haven't been following the post very closely with library. It's something that I've always been interested in, but again, I just hadn't taken the time to look.
All I know is what I've seen, that there's a project based on this called SPEE.ch, so speech.
Speech.
And this is an open source project that they say right on there. It's like, you know, please contribute to the existing site or fork it and make your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's truly open. And they are a media hosting site that reads from and publishes content to the library blockchain.
Okay.
So it's a hosting service, but with the added benefit that it stores your content on a decentralized network of computers, the library network. This means that your images are stored in multiple locations without a single point of failure. So speech, you can basically run your own open source copy of this software and set up your own YouTube.
Okay.
So we have now reached that day and age.
Well, almost. I went to the website, and it says publishing is temporarily disabled. So.
Well,
so, like, I could get a
maybe it's just for tonight, I hope. But.
Yeah.
So I could get, let's say if I have a bootleg copy of a movie still in theaters, I could upload it to library, and it'll be on there. There's nothing.
There's no way to take it down.
No way to take it down.
Seems like it, yeah.
Unless they hard fork the blockchain, but that would be something they'd have to do every time somebody uploaded something illegal, which I presume has happened multiple times already. To a system like that. That's one of those things where I actually saw one of the executives from library being interviewed somewhere, and I forget what the circumstance was, but you know, the question came up about pirated content or shared, so-called illegally shared content. And, of course, his reaction had to be like, well, as the CEO of a corporate nonprofit corporation that's based in the United States, I have to say that, you know, we don't support piracy and, you know, we did not create library for that purpose. But it seems pretty clear that a decentralized, you know, blockchain-based, anyone can upload, no one can stop it kind of thing is absolutely going to be used for file sharing of, you know, without permission of the original copyright creator. So I am interested to see, you know, how library pans out. It seems like the DTube option is sort of hit and miss. It doesn't, you know, people aren't really praising it as the best thing out there. I have yet to actually have somebody tell me they've had experience with uploading to library. That doesn't mean it's not happening. It just means nobody said, hey, you need to do this now. This is working really great. Nobody's really given a review. So if you have experience with these decentralized networks for video hosting and you want to comment, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. And if the site comes back up later tonight, I'll try to upload. If I can upload Derek J's victimless crime spree to it, even if it's in SD, you know, standard definition resolution, I'll be happy. Because then I know I can upload anything that's shorter than an hour and a half, and
right,
that won't be a problem. So I will definitely try this later on, because like I said, I've got all these freaking YouTube videos, and last thing I want to see happen is YouTube to swoop in and then all of a sudden shut down an entire channel and completely eliminate 10 years worth of editing and work,
right,
and, you know, content creation. So anyway, so yeah, so you can obviously still go with the centralized networks, and to some extent there's an argument for it, right? Like, oh yeah, decentralization is cool and all, but can you really get the throughput that you need? Can you really get the bandwidth out of a decentralized network at this point? In the future, if there's enough nodes and enough bandwidth on that network, then yeah. But right now, library, for instance, is not going to be able to take on a tenth of YouTube's bandwidth, right?
Right?
So, I mean, if you go and you look at the statistics on YouTube, they'll tell you, and I'm not even going to...
Well, that's an interesting question. It's interesting the way you phrase that, a tenth of YouTube's bandwidth. Well, the only way that they're going to get a tenth of YouTube's bandwidth is if they get all those users, a tenth of YouTube's users, at which point, yes, they will be able to take on a tenth of YouTube's bandwidth.
If they get those users to contribute to the blockchain, right? You can go right now and go to DTube and watch a video, and you're not contributing to that network.
Right, okay.
Right? So the average person...
Well, no, actually, that's not true.
No?
No, that's what I was seeing, is that you were up here for the time that you're connected.
You were on BitChute.
Oh, was that? BitChute. Okay, BitChute, okay.
And a peer means you're just downloading. That doesn't mean that you're uploading. So BitChute, you mentioned this one, Vincent. You said you had experience with it.
Yes.
I have not heard of it until before tonight. But you went to the site, Johnson, and it looks like it's torrent-based.
Right.
Did you say that's accurate? If BitChute is torrent-based video hosting, that means that the only way you can really be a valuable contributor to the network is to host 100% of the file
There is an upstream here listed on this.
So you are upstreaming as you're watching?
Well, I'm not seeing upstream right now, but it...
But it could.
Could. It looks like it.
All right, that's pretty cool. I'm interested in that technology. Luckily, there are options. You don't have to stick with YouTube. We got more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.